The job. Here also there are so many riwayat, but I just tried to take out a few. And I said we'll just do these few ahadith. Here again is a hadith sharif of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala. He says Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's complexion was very bright. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a bright complexion. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's perspiration. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perspire, then his perspiration was like pearls. Like pearls coming out of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak body. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk, this was also a mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk, it would seem as if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming down, you know, is coming downhill. But if you looked at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would seem as if the zameen was being rolled up for him. This was a mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then see how he says. He says, وَمَا مَسِسْتُ دِبَاجَةً وَلَا حَرِيرًا أَلْيَنَ مِنْ كَفِّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I never touched any type of silk, softer than the palms of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, وَلَا شَمِمْتُ مِسْكًا وَلَا أَمْبَرَةً أَطْيَبَ مِنْ رَائِحَةِ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I never smelt any musk or any amber which had a better smell, a more fragrant smell than the natural fragrance on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak body. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a natural fragrance on his Mubarak body. No perfume could come anywhere close to that fragrance. And to understand this, listen to this next riwayat. Hazrat Umm Sunaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make qailula at her house. Now there was some radai relationship between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Umm Sunaym radiallahu ta'ala anha. Radai relationship is a foster relationship. If two people from different parents, but they are fostered by one mother, then they become mahrams to one another. They become brother and sister. They become mahrams to one another. So there was some radai relationship between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Umm Sunaym radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come to her house and he would have his qailula at her house. So she used to put a leather sheet, if you want to call it, like a leather bed. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie down. And at qailula time, now we know Arabia is a hot country. And they never had fans and air conditioners and all those type of things. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to lie down at qailula time, then he would perspire a lot. He used to perspire a lot. And Hazrat Umm Sunaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to collect this perspiration. In bottles, they used to keep this perspiration. So one day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her. So he asked her, oh Umm Sunaym, what are you doing? Ma'adha. So she said, araquka. This is your perspiration. Your perspiration. Naj'aluhu fi tibina. Wa huwa min atyabi tib. She says, we take your perspiration and we mix it in our perfume. And that becomes the most fragrant perfumes. And then she also said that we use this, we intend by this barkat for our children. That we take this perspiration and we put it on our children for barkat's sake. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, asabti. That by doing this, you know, putting this perspiration as fragrance on the children for barakat's sake, this, you are doing a good thing. From here we learn tabarruk. Tabarruk is part and parcel of deen. Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala narrates, he says, I performed namaz, I read namaz once with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to his house and I went with him. So some children, they came now to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They ran to go and make salam with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he met them, and how you would touch the child's cheek. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was touching all their cheeks. Each one, he was touching their cheek. And with regards to me, he said, now my turn also came. So with regards to me, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also touched my cheek. He also put his hand over my cheek. He says, I perceived from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Mubarak hand such a coolness from his Mubarak hand, and such a fragrance from his Mubarak hand, like as if to say, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had his hand immersed in a bottle of itar, and he had just taken it out from there and he put it on my cheek. Such was the fragrance. This was natural fragrance from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Mubarak body. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not walk on any street, any gali. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not walk through that gali, and then you would come through there, but that you would know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked here, because the fragrance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be left in that gali. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked maybe some time before, he walked through the gali and he went away. If you came later and you walked in that gali, you would know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked past here, because you would perceive the fragrance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that street, in that gali. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Muhammad bin Ammar bin Yasir rahimahullah, he says, I asked Rubayy' bint Muawwiz bin Afra, she was a sahabiya, he says, I asked her, Sifi lana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, I told her, describe to us Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So she told him, she says, Ya Bunay, she says, O son. She may have been a very senior elderly person, he may have been young tabi'i. So she said to him, Ya Bunay, لو رأيته رأيت الشمس طالعة. If you had to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was like the sunrise. Says it was like the sunrise. If you seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was like sunrise. How beautiful she, in just few words, how she describes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala, this is such a beautiful hadith sharif. He says, I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of the 14th full moon. And the moon is at its brightest. So I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that night. So I began looking at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then I would look at the moon. And on that night, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing, you know, a garment that had red stripes on it. He was wearing a shawl that had red stripes on it. So he says, I began looking at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then I'm looking at the moon. فَإِذَا هُوَ أَحْسَنُ عِنْدِي مِنَ الْقَمَرِ. He says, then I came to the conclusion that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in my opinion, outshines the moon. The 14th full moon comes nowhere near the Mubarak Chehra of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates, Ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have never seen anything more handsome then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ka'anna shamsa tajri min wajhi, as if to say the sun was in his Mubarak face. That's how bright Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And he says, وَمَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَسْرَعَ فِي مَشِّهِ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَأَنَّمَا الْأَرْضُ تُطْوَى لَهُ. He says, I have never seen anyone walk as swift as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was as if the earth was being folded up for him. That if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam needed to go there, it was as if that place came to him. And then he says, "Inna lanajhadu anfusana wa innahu laghayru muktarisin." He says, we would be, you know, like putting in an effort to keep up with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is like normal, like absolutely nothing. He's normal. Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala says, okay, this we have discussed also with regards to the smile of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all that. But he explains here, he says that the shins that we didn't do before, he says the shins of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam were very like delicate. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Mubarak shins, very very delicate. And he says Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's laughter was nothing but a smile. Now if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's lower garment was over his ankles, how were they going to see his shins? How were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum going to see the shins of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam if his lower garment was over the ankle? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to wear his lower garment halfway between his knees and his ankle. He used to wear it halfway. That's how they used to see the shins. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given rukhsat that you can wear it till above the ankle. We must make intention. Allah Pak give us the tawfiq that we wear our lower garments above the ankle. And then he says, وَكُنْتُ إِذَا نَظَرْتُ إِلَيْهِ. He says, when I would look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْتُ أَكْحَلُ الْعَيْنِينَ. I would say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put surma in his Mubarak eyes. وَلَيْسَ بِأَكْحَلُ. But at that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't even put surma. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use surma. But even if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't use surma, naturally his eyes would look as if to say there is surma in his Mubarak eyes. We take one more Hadith Sharif. We stop here. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a slight gap between his two top front teeth. There was a slight gap between the two top front teeth. Now many of us may be having a gap, right? But listen to what he says. He says, إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak, رُؤِيَكَ النُّورِ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ ثَنَايَا. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak, then a light, a noor, would emit from between that gap of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's two top front teeth. There is one riwayat of Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where she lost her needle in the room. She had lost her needle. Now they never had light and all that. So she waited for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the house, she said, just wait. Just stand, you know. Just wait. And then she found her needle. That was the noor that used to be on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak body. Even in the masjid, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit, and it's pitch black. They never had lights. Pitch black. But where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit, that place would be illuminated. The noor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every aspect of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is beautiful. Whether his teachings, his practices, his physical appearance, everything about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beautiful. So, O Ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what stops us from adopting his tariqah? What stops us from adopting his sunnah? Which other person in the world, whether he is a model for Levi's, whether he is a model for chinos, whether he is a model for Uzi, or whether he is a model for Jeep, or he is a model for whoever, which one can come anywhere close to the dust under the shoe mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So why are we breaking our head following all those clowns when we have Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Such a pure example to follow. Such a perfect, we won't find perfection anywhere else. Anywhere else we won't find perfection. So these ahadith, they should encourage us and, you know, create that muhabbat within us and the drive within us that I want to adopt every sunnah of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fashion of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be my fashion. The lifestyle of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be my lifestyle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me first the tawfiq, give you the tawfiq, and grant the entire ummah the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.